From birth to potty training, each child uses around 6,000 nappies in their lifetime. In Ireland, 1.2 million disposable single-use nappies go to landfill every single day, along with millions of disposable wipes. Nappies are the third biggest component of domestic waste bins. The Cloth Nappy Library Ireland is a volunteer-led organisation which was set up to promote cloth nappies and support parents to move away from disposables. Kate Doyle is chairperson of the group. She says people aren't aware how big a problem disposable nappies are.
So in Ireland, 420 million disposable nappies and over a billion disposable wipes will go into landfill every year. And I suppose people don't realise the scale of it. Those nappies will take up to 450 or 500 years to break down. We actually don't know yet, because the very first disposable nappy that was invented back in 1948, I think it was, actually still exists today. They don't break down due to kind of the chemical and the plastic components. And obviously, cloth nappies are not new. They've been around for years, although people kind of under the age of 30 probably don't remember them, or they might not know they exist because they probably don't remember, you know, any of their siblings being in them. But obviously they offer a reusable alternative to the single-use disposable nappy. So if we can kind of provide more information, support to families who might not realise they have a choice between picking a disposable single-use nappy or a reusable cloth nappy, we could have a huge impact on the scale of waste.
Yeah. Now, you have figures as well for Kerry, I think.
We do, yeah. So in Kerry alone, there's about 33,000 nappies go into landfill every day, and that will add up to over 12 million annually. So, and that's where the Cloth Nappy Library would come in. So the Cloth Nappy Library is a volunteer-led organisation, and we would run three online demonstration workshops. So the next date is the 20th of January, if anyone is interested. And then we also have a network of volunteers all around the country who provide cloth nappy loan kits. So, you know, a family who might be interested in trying them can book a loan kit for 3 weeks at a cost of €20 for a pickup or €30 for a postal option. And you can try them out at home, and you can decide then if it suits your family, and you can then go off and buy your own set of nappies. It's a really low-cost way to try them out before you have to kind of commit financially.
Yeah, great system. Now, you mentioned cost there. Is it much cheaper to use these reusable nappies as opposed to disposable nappies?
Yes, definitely. And particularly if you are pregnant on your first baby, or, you know, you're starting your family, because a family could spend between €1,000 and €1,500 on single-use nappies for one child from birth right up to potty training, whereas a set of reusable cloth nappies could cost between €300 and €500, let's say, depending on what options you go for. So if you invest in that on your first baby and then you have further children, you don't have the same big outlay on the second child, because you already have a set of nappies there that you can use. You might need to just add a few extra. There is definitely a financial saving to be had, and you can also cut down on the waste that's going into your bin. We've all seen bin charges go up recently, and nappies are a significant component of that. They're heavy. They make up about 10% of domestic household waste.
Clodagh Cahill is from Valencia. She used cloth nappies for her eldest child and is now reusing those nappies on her beautiful six-month-old daughter, Evelyn.
So I started using cloth nappies when my now six-year-old was a baby. A friend of mine who had a baby prior gave me hers when she was finished with them, and I started using them one day. I can't remember why I decided that day to do them, but I did. I kind of never look back once I had used them for a while, and then for whatever reason swapped back to disposables. I was absolutely horrified by the amount of waste that I had. And well, there's a number of things actually. It was the waste, and the other thing was how they felt for the baby. So things like nappy rash was much worse when she wasn't using the reusable nappies or the cloth nappies. So it was much better for her to be in them. So I kind of continued, and I grew my stash, as you'd call it, the amount you have. And it's easy to get a bit addicted because they've some lovely patterns, you know. You know, had the original group that I was given by a friend, bought a load more, and now all of those nappies are still in use a second, or for some of them a third time, with my current baby. So that's kind of how we started and how we keep going with them.
Yeah. And are they hard to use? Because I suppose a lot of people will remember the old cloth nappies with the big pin and a wriggling baby, which was very difficult.
Well, I suppose whatever nappy you use, a wriggling baby is difficult. But yeah, no, they're not difficult at all. So they're typically Velcroed or with like little poppers now these days. So they're not difficult at all. It's very much the same as putting on a disposable nappy. Same shape as well. There's no folding. Obviously the old terry nappies are still available, but the ones I use aren't. They're the exact same shape and not that much bigger than the disposable nappies.
So they're easy to use. There's no issues around them. Actually better for baby, less nappy rash.
Yeah.
And you'd say yourself in terms of what's going into the bin, it's far less.
Yeah. So like for me, I mean, I haven't done the calculations, but I've read kind of anecdotally that with the bin charges, the way they're done by weight here in Ireland, you can save a couple of hundred euro every bin cycle, which is not to be sniffed at. And then there's the cost, obviously, of not buying the nappies every week as well. Now, there is an outlay initially. They aren't cheap to buy initially, but you'd obviously get it back over the course of your baby's nappy lifespan. And if you use them for more than one baby, if you get them for your first and you have three, sure, they're paying for themselves at that stage.
Are they hard to manage, you know, in terms of washing and all of that?
I don't find it. So with full-time use, I probably have two nappy washes a week. You can throw them in with your regular wash if you want. I don't. I do specific nappy washes just to keep my head in order. And I do two a week. So it's not a whole lot of extra, really. Once you've got enough that you can wash and dry them and still have enough to be in use at the same time, it's fine to do it only twice a week.
The Cloth Nappy Incentive Scheme is a project set up by Voice Ireland to support the use of reusable nappies among families with a limited cloth nappy starter kit worth €100. It was available in Kerry last year. Breda Moriarty is Environmental Awareness Officer with Kerry County Council. She says there was positive feedback from families who took part and it may be reintroduced here in the future.
Voice Ireland, they're an environmental NGO, undertook an EPA-funded research project with regard to reusable nappies. And there was a very positive response to the project from the participants that were involved. And from there, a programme called the Cloth Nappy Incentive Scheme was developed. The scheme offers parents or guardians a voucher which they can use to purchase reusable nappies and reusable wipes in a bundle. Now, this scheme is wholly administered through Voice Ireland, and a number of local authorities are supporting the scheme across the country. Here in Kerry, although the scheme is now closed, we supported a number of families to start using cloth nappies.
Is there any potential that that might reopen in the future?
Subsequent to funding, this is something that we would consider in the future. Of rerunning, yes.
Was there much take up of the scheme in Kerry?
Yes, so we had 40 families who took up the scheme in Kerry, and overall the response from those who have been surveyed to date, now there still are some surveys that need to be done and more data that needs to be collected on it, but from those done to date, the response has been very positive. The participants have recognised money savings as well as less waste going to landfill. So about 3/4 of the families using the nappy bundles said that this has reduced their black bin waste by between 1 and 2 bags of waste a week. So that's fairly significant. And just under 2/3 are continuing to use the cloth nappies.
Which is very positive.
Very positive, yeah. So there's been a good response to cloth nappies and to the scheme as well.
It can be overwhelming when you have a new baby and you have the responsibility of this human being and their survival, and taking on cloth nappies and not really knowing much about them can be overwhelming. But you have a theory on this, that you can just try them and you don't have to use them all the time.
Yeah, I think the take home message I would say is it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Any amount of reusables that you use and can help to reduce the amount of waste going to landfill is great, and it's great for your pocket and great for the environment. The Cloth Nappy Library Ireland said that even just one cloth nappy a day reduces the total number of nappies per child by 1,000, and that would be amazing. So I would say don't be deterred and give it a go.
For more information, contact the Cloth Nappy Library Ireland. They also run free online demonstration workshops. The next one is on January 20th.